From the streets of Toronto to the backwoods of Bancroft, here's your Moose Country Minute with Mark Bonikoski.
My wife of 34 years, whose idea of camping is a hotel room without a minibar, has somehow convinced herself that we need to buy a camping trailer. Just a small one, she says. Something that is easy to haul around and requires little maintenance. Trouble is, I think she is serious. When you talk camper trailers, the Cadillac of them all is, of course, the Airstream. One of its smallest trailers is called the Base Camp. It weighs in at 2,500 pounds, is 16 feet long, and sleeps two. It also costs around $40,000 U.S. Diddle with the Airstream's Bambi, so they aren't cheap. Now that we have moved to Ottawa and no longer live on the shores of Baptiste Lake, we have an abundance of toys that we already don't have access enough to. There is an 18-foot bow rider, a 16-foot fishing boat, a skidoo, and a 1995 BMW convertible that I want to get rid of until I take it out for a spin. All these things have to be stored come winter, of course. Where does one put a camping trailer? This is a question that requires an answer. If all this makes you think I am rich, think again. The bow rider is 18 years old, the tin fishing boat even older, and is powered by a 25-horsepower engine from the 1970s. The snow machine is now 8 years old, and all have to be insured, of course. I am hoping Karen changes her mind. She is the boss, after all, and after 34 years of marriage, it doesn't seem like she's going to be going away anytime soon. For Outdoor Journal Radio, I'm Mark Bonikoski.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590. I'm Angelo Vile, Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandeo, Andrew Holland, at your service. By the way, I have to say this. That was an archival Mark Bonikoski.
Yes.
Because if we don't say that, he mentions he was married 34 years when he produced that. And we might get ourselves in trouble.
That's true.
And so I just want people to know Mark's piece this week was about the Major League Baseball.
Yes.
Because he produced it prior to the announcement that they were closing.
He sends it every Sunday.
So. Right. So we had to make a last minute decision to ditch that one and pull something out of the archives. And that's the one we chose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice one.
Oh, it's a wonderful one. What did you particularly like about that one?
Just his wife and how
his wife and
the
nice
camping,
the boss,
glamping.
And,
it's pretty funny.
All right. Speaking of funny, this guy hopefully is laughing all the way. He's down in South Texas, near South Padre Island, actually, on the Gulf Coast. He is vacationing down there. He is the retired staff sergeant with the OPP and our in-house safety expert. Time to play it safe with Bradley Schlorf. Good morning, Bradley.
Ooh, ah.
What the hell is that?
Well, it's not what you said. Nobody oohs and ahs over you anymore, so I give you a new one.
Aw, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that, man.
You know, Jimmy Flynn was down here in February.
Was he?
Yep.
Did you get a chance? Did you talk to him?
No. It's a winter Texan evaluation or event that they have in Harlingen or someplace. There's a whole bunch of Canadian singers and comedians and stuff come down. We haven't partaken of the opportunity, though.
Ah, well, you should. Next time that happens, let me know. I'll get Jimmy to get you a couple of dockets for the their ducats, I guess it'd be, for the event, in case you don't want to spring
front row seats.
The front row seats and a backstage pass.
Oh, boy.
Hey, look at you. Yeah. So Bradley, we're in dire straits up here in terms of this COVID situation, and we just announced at the top of the show that the Toronto Sportsman Show, after 73 years of continuous shows, it won't be next year. I mean, to us, that's a huge deal. I mean, obviously, people who are probably saying right now, what are you talking about? National Hockey League, Major League Baseball, basketball. I mean, they're closed. Sportsman's Union. It's a big deal up here, man. What are you seeing down there?
Well, there's a huger deal, but you already covered it. Toilet paper.
What's that?
Toilet
paper.
Yeah.
Like,
this is nuts.
What is going on? Are you seeing that down there as well?
Yep. So that we were at this dinner last night with a whole pile of people, and they were talking about going to HEB, that's sort of like Foodland here, and Walmart, and the entire paper goods aisles are sold out. And yeah, like I checked, you don't get the runs or anything with coronavirus.
Well, obviously, people are misinformed then, because that seems to be the most important commodity that we need to stock up on. In the event of, I don't know what the event of is, by the way, but in the event of, apparently we need to have extra toilet paper on hand.
So. Well, I sure hope it don't come with the runs, because we don't have a bunch of extra toilet paper on hand right now, because it's all sold out.
I'm laughing, but I'll bet you there's people in panic mode right now over
it. Well, I don't get it. I saw a post on Facebook, one of my friends posted it, but he's in Costco, and this guy has two carts full of the 48-pack of toilet paper. Two carts! Oh, that's toilet paper for 2 years!
Oh, my God.
It's crazy!
Oh, my God. Crazy.
So there was a thing about, I don't know, somewhere in BC or someplace, a couple that made $100,000. Selling hand sanitizer. So just wait till that black market heats up on toilet paper. And that guy's 48 packs would be worth probably $75 a piece.
Well, there's already been evidence of some price gouging on toilet paper, actually. I read a couple of reports where there's already been that starting. So it's insane. And when things like this happen, people just lose their minds. Just completely. What's the situation down in your area in terms of infectious in people who have been affected?
It sounds like it's just the same. It's popping up everywhere, and I don't know what to make of this. Like our current worry is that the saber rattling over maybe closing the border. So, you know, do we rush home right now and get across the Ambassador Bridge before they slam the gate shut on the other side, or what?
Well, it's funny you say that, because I got a text message yesterday from Uncle Jack. Jack Summers, who is in England, he's in the UK, and he just sent me this random text message saying, I'm scheduled to leave Sunday, but I'm fearful that they're going to shut it all down before then. So, obviously he's feeling it over there. It's insane.
Guaranteed you've had random text messages from Jack before, though.
Oh, yeah, this was one of the normal ones. Good point. So have you been out fishing, or are you just all preoccupied with toilet paper and stuff?
No, I've been running down to the Walmart here and trying to get in line so I can get toilet paper, paper towels, soap pump dispensers, handy wipes, Swiffer things, and stuff to make fajitas.
Don't forget that, right? What's the protocol in terms of closures? I'm assuming the same as ours. They're closing down all the big games and stuff, college games,
everything,
high school.
Everything, yeah. They're talking about anything where more than 250 people in a venue. But I don't know if that's like a legal requirement that they're saying that, or it's just recommendations. But stuff shutting down right, left, and center. So I'm sure it's the same as at home.
Yeah, you make sure you cover up. Are you wearing the mask when you get out, or like how are you dealing with it?
Yeah, I got a mask on, and I wrap a towel around me, and then I put on rubber gloves, and I wear my chest waders when I'm going to Walmart to get that toilet paper, and I got a raincoat over top of that, and no, I wear flip-flop shorts and a t-shirt. That's my protective gear.
Yeah, nothing new then. Same usual outfit that you use when you go out. No problem, Mike. Yep. I can see that. I can dig that.
I sneeze into my elbow, though.
Oh, good. I'll bet you do a great job of that, too. I can just see you. When are you scheduled to come back?
Well, we're aiming to come back at the end of the month, unless they threaten to close the border more, and then it might be a little earlier than that. So, yeah. I don't know. I can't come back and go ice fishing, can I?
No, it's pretty much going to be toast by the time you get back, buddy.
That's what I'm thinking.
Unfortunately. There you go. All right, my friend, be safe down there. We will talk to you soon.
Okie dokie.
Playing it safe with Bradley Schlorff, retired staff sergeant with the Ontario Provincial Police, now somewhere in southern Texas.
Hopefully he can get out soon.
Wow, wouldn't that be something if they announced a border? Wow.
Isn't it like but if you're a resident of Canada, you can get through? Is
under normal conditions, yeah. This is anything but normal.